views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody, it's Sean. Your favorite, if this is your favorite family, not the Cosbys, not T.I. and Tiny, but Sean and Jen of the Sean and Jen Show here on Soul Path Insights Radio, Transformation Talk Radio, baby.
It's Jen, and I want you all to stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience your soul path.
Each and every Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, authors, and artists help you turn your obstacles into opulence.
All right.
Boom, baby.
I have to say one thing before we get started.
Okay.
Is I want to give a shout out, of course, to my Broncos. Because
oh,
I'm a huge Bronco fan, and they won the AFC West, I believe, and they should be heading off to the playoffs. So I'm excited about that. But you know what else I want to talk about, Sean?
Wait. Let's linger on the Broncos for a hot second. I got to give props because my team ain't doing so hot. You know, my teammate, you guys are 9-3 right now. Your next game is next Sunday, and you play, I think it's your second favorite team, the Raiders, right?
Oh, no, that's
awesome. So I just want to give them some love and show them some love. And, you know, to all you Broncos fans out there, congratulations, because people were talking pretty shady about you in the beginning of the season, and you guys rose above the negativity and made it happen. So,
do you know what serendipity means?
Yes, but I would like for you to tell me again.
So serendipity, when something serendipitous happens, it's like a happy accident or a pleasant surprise. So I guess it was a month or 6 weeks ago now, we went to a women's expo, and we were so excited to go. We were going to have a booth and introduce the show. It was right when the show started, and so we were really excited. And, you know, long story short, it didn't live up to the expectations we had hoped, correct?
No, it didn't.
But what was really cool about it is we had an opportunity to get to know some of the people that we were around. And one person in particular who's joining us today on our show, we really got to know her and got to kind of, you know, bond with her over those 2 days. And,
yes, we did, yeah.
And it was interesting because as we were chatting, we realized that she has had quite a spiritual journey and that she also had written a fabulous book that was just released. And so it's kind of one of those things where the universe guides you into a direction. You think you're going for one reason and you're really not going for that reason.
Wow. Sounds like the week I'm having.
And I think that's what serendipity is. And it's kind of a happy surprise, and it kind of takes you on a different path than you had originally thought. You agree?
I absolutely agree with that. Wasn't there a movie called Serendipity?
Yes, it was.
Did you see it?
I did. I saw it. It was several years ago with John Cusack, and then I can't remember the other actress's name.
Was it in the '90s?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't born then. I didn't see that.
Yeah, right. So, I want to go ahead and introduce our guest, and she has written a book called. A very spicy book, by the way, called The Autobiography of a Yogini, A Black Woman's Love Affair with Her Guru. So without further ado, we want to welcome author and spiritual teacher, Dr. Kamala Easton. Welcome.
Thank you, Sean and Jen.
Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here and great to be with you too.
Thank you so much. We talk often about that experience that we had at the expo, and we won't say any names, but we were so happy that we met you and how that all kind of worked out, and that we would get to have you on the show to talk about it.
Certainly were the Yes, the two of you certainly were the highlight for my weekend there too.
Oh, boom.
Well, thank you. So tell us about your experiences in higher education.
Yeah, you know, I kind of was in graduate school and started my first job as a researcher at the City University of New York. And I went on for the next 20 years as a college administrator and researcher. I was at CUNY for 7 years, and then I moved back to California, where I was the dean of a small business college. Then I was at the Cal State system, and then I went on to UCLA and was a researcher and got my PhD there. Yeah.
Wow, that was a mouthful. You've been pretty busy. So tell us about the beginning of your spiritual journey.
Well, I think it was around the time I had my daughter. I think I was going through what we called a Saturn return, 28. And it started in natural health, alternative health. I became a vegetarian and lightly started meditating, saw my daughter in a meditation group when I was pregnant. And I went on to religious science of mind, because I realized that I had a lot of negative thought patterns from, you know, my childhood and my upbringing. I did that for a few years. And then it just, you know, I wasn't searching so much for any, but to just be a better person, you know? And so I did a lot of Jungian reading and theosophists, high Christ-based consciousness reading. And actually, I was raised Catholic, but I think I had left that in my youth. But just really read and spirituality in general.
Can you share how your cultural beliefs came into play when you started embracing that spirituality?
Yes. Well, you know, you said you weren't born in the 90s? Well, I have to admit that I was around in the 70s. And as a black teenager in the 70s, I remember seeing, thinking about Hinduism, you know, Hinduism and Buddhism. And I remember seeing Rajneesh, who was the guru in Oregon that had all the Rolls Royces and all of the women all around him. That was my introduction to Hinduism. And, you know, some my friends and I, we just kind of said, oh, that's a bunch of crazy people following gurus, right? So, and then I went to UC Berkeley for undergrad and walk campus every day for 4 years. In order to enter the campus, you had to walk through the Hare Krishnas dancing back and forth with their orange robes and their shaved heads and the ashes on their foreheads. And as a black teenager, that was just very foreign to me. So I really had pretty negative preconceptions about Hinduism in India. So that was not part of my spiritual interest. I really was more studying Western spirituality.
How did you become involved with the Art of Living Foundation?
Well, when I was working on my PhD at UCLA, it was a very difficult 7 years. I felt like I was pulling back teeth the entire time. And I worked at the simultaneously on a master's in dance therapy, I think to just kind of balance things out as I was writing my dissertation, and studied the works of a psychologist, Alexander Lowen. And his belief was that all the traumas of our lifetime were lodged in our bodies. And he gave exercises to get these stressors out of our physical bodies. And towards the end of his life, in his last book, he talked about the importance of getting the breath into the body. So I decided to take a workshop with, or have a therapy session with one of his psychologists that he had trained before he died. And I had one session, and that was fine. I was living in Topanga Canyon in California. But the same week, in the local LA paper, I think it's called the LA Weekly, I saw an advertisement for the Healing Breath Workshop taught by the Art of Living, and with a picture of Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, this guru. And even though I was pretty much anti-guru and anti-Hinduism, I was so tired of being in my head and doing all that PhD work and all the psychological work that I just didn't want to do it anymore. And I said, you know, I'd rather take a spiritual breath workshop than a psychological one. And that's how I took their course, their first course.
So when we come back, we are going to take a quick break. We want to talk about your first trip to India and what your experiences were like after the break. So you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, with, of course, your hosts, Sean and Jen. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Easton. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on the Sean and Jen Show. with America's favorite couple, Sean and Jen. Our topic today is Autobiography of a Yogini, a Black woman's love affair with her guru, with our special guest, Dr. Kamala Easton. Kamala, please, for our listeners, go ahead and share your contact information and how the audience can learn more about your book.
Great. My website is www.embodyingthegoddess.com. embodyingthegoddess.com. That's the best way to reach me.
And go ahead and tell everybody, Dr. Easton, about some of your workshops and some of your work that you're doing as well.
Great. Yes, because the time in India was over 9 years ago, and currently my most powerful workshop is called Embodying Spirit Journey Towards Enlightenment. It's an 8-week workshop that covers the real how-tos, the reality of transformation, of stepping through the veil, from topics such as the first one, the possibility of merging. Do we really believe that we can merge with our divinity? Then it includes the heart, listening to spirit, the body, the breath. All of these things are so important in transformation. They're 8 different weeks. And I teach those on Skype online. So I get to meet everyone, see with them, and work with them week after week for 8 weeks. Another workshop I teach is Embodying the Goddess. I was actually embodied by the Divine Feminine in India. And I use these archetypal energies of the goddesses Kali, Lakshmi, Durga, and Saraswati to help people to bring those vibrations into their life, especially Kali right now during this time of transformation and change. And I also teach a workshop on divine intervention for weight management, which was based upon information that came through me in the spiritual intuitive readings that I do. And I do those intuitive readings via Skype and on the phone as well.
So you can do that from anywhere, and people can be anywhere in the world and still experience your workshops. Oh, very, very good. So just for our listeners who are tuning in, and before the break, we were discussing Dr. Easton's experience in higher education and the beginning of her spiritual journey. We want to talk about your first trip to India. Can you tell us what your experience was like?
Sure. You know, I never thought about going to India before. As I said, I was pretty much anti-Hinduism in India and all of that. So I had no preconceived notions. But when I got there, it's such a different place. The immediate thing that I felt was that after 20 years of spiritual reading and studying, where I thought I really had a beautiful connection with spirit, but I thought I knew so much about God and spirituality, I felt as if the roof came off of my knowledge, my understanding of spirit. People there live at a very different level of consciousness than we do. They are much more expanded in their understanding of spirit. The first week or so I was there, I was walking down the street, and a little lady came up to me out of nowhere and put her finger up near my face and said, "You're Indian. You're Indian." And, I was like, okay. And then a couple weeks later, another little old lady walking down the road came up to me and again, "You've had a lot of past lifetimes as an Indian." I was astounded. I said, what is with these people?
Let me ask you something. When they said that to you, I mean, did you feel that in your being that you had been there before, or was it what they were saying not resonating with you?
At that time, it was not resonating. It was at the beginning of my journey, of my trip, and I just thought they were nuts, But by the end of that first trip, I realized that they could see what I couldn't see, because when I got back on that plane to come back to America after a month, I felt as if my heart had been taken out of my chest, planted in the earth in India, and only my body got back on the plane. It was so much home for me.
Wow, that is incredible. That leads to my next question. Can you share with us information about your former guru?
Yeah, Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, he is one of the most powerful teachers on the planet. I think he has over 20 million followers now. He is a beautiful, powerful being who came here to bring the consciousness high in many people. he doesn't, I don't think he has a particular form of spirituality. He started this breath course that is quite transformative, but it is really his presence and his essence that really helps to shift. And I enjoyed 7 years being connected with him.
How was he instrumental in your spiritual transformation?
Well, it was as if I had done all of the preparation, and it's like many people had been with him for 20 years and didn't go through what I went through, but it was like I had done the preparation, and when I moved into his consciousness, it was the divine spark that opened up the doors for me.
Wow.
Now, how did the love affair start then?
The love affair. That's such a term. I was in love with him. It started actually. I wasn't interested in him as a man. You know, all the other women were so in love with him, but I was just grateful to him because his breath course really changed my life, made me very happy, helped me to finish my dissertation in a matter of months. You know, it really impacted my life, and I wanted to be a great teacher of his breath course. But eventually, he has a lot of magnetic power, and he started turning those powers towards me. And at one point, there was a mantra, a voice that came into my head for over 6 months, and it repeated over and over, "You are my wife. We come here every lifetime, and every lifetime I have to remind you who you are."
Wow,
over
that's deep.
And over until eventually I began to believe it.
You know, throughout your book, you talk a lot about really the energetic and spiritual connection you had with him. Can you describe that to us more? I mean, tell us about that experience.
Well, it felt as if it was my best friend inside of me. You know, I would be on one side of the planet, he would be on another, and yet we would have complete communication. It was beyond belief. Actually, that was going to be the name of my book initially. And these things would be confirmed. I remember one time we were at the airport in Germany, and his back was to me, and we were still having our same internal communication that we always had. And when he turned, he said to me inside, he said, "We're here now. We can talk." And he turned around with this huge grin on his face, like, "We don't have to do it like this." It was very sweet.
So throughout the book, you talk about the team of people around him trying to keep you both apart. In your opinion, why were they so worried about you being in his life?
Well, it is only my opinion, of course. On the one hand, there are some people, you know, even in India, it's not like priests in America. Like I say in the book, he doesn't wear orange, which is a color of celibacy. He wears white. And so that doesn't say that he's celibate or not. But because he is such a powerful spiritual leader, and because he has a very pure essence, people want to feel that he is, they've even told me that he's too sacred to be married. But in India, the priests marry. The Hindu priests marry. So often we'd be in groups of people and people would ask him the question, "When are you going to get married, Sri Sri?" You know?
Yeah.
And he would just say, "Oh, I'm just like a child. I'll let you know if I ever do." So some people felt he was too sacred. I think some people really didn't want him to be connected to a black woman, honestly. I mean, I know that.
Right.
And, there are many reasons. I think they just didn't want him to be married, and they didn't want him to be with a black woman in particular.
Do you feel that you are, or were, or are spiritual partners in this life and in past and future lives?
I definitely do. You know, I have to put all this in context. This is 7 years ago in my life, so
absolutely,
I can't say "are" meaning now.
Right.
But definitely in this lifetime, and definitely during that time.
Do you feel like you had past lives together?
Absolutely. In fact, there was when we first started having connections, he has a course that they teach that I hadn't heard about it that helps you to remember past lives. And we were having interactions at some course, he and I, and he immediately called for this past lifetime course to be offered. And normally it was taught only to advanced people who had been with him for a long time. And he said, and I want brand new people to take it first. So, of course, I got to have a past life regression. And immediately I saw our connections from the past.
Wow. Do you have any contact with him now?
No, I haven't in a very long time. I think I saw him 3 years ago in Denver, actually. He was speaking somewhere, and okay. He was happy to see me. He's always beaming when he sees me. He was surprised, and we had a brief interaction. But yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Easton about her book, The Autobiography of a Yogini, A Black Woman's Love Affair with Her Guru. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
She's simply
tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Yo, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen, America's favorite couple. Our topic today is the book, Autobiography of a Yogini, A Black Woman's Love Affair with Her Guru. Kamala, for our listeners, please, one more time, go ahead and share the contact information that you have and how the audience can learn more about your work and how they can purchase your awesome book.
Okay. Again, it's www.embodyingthegoddess.com, or they can email me at KamalaEaston@gmail.com. And the book can be purchased right online, or if they have a Nook or Kindle, that's from my website as well.
All right.
And, yeah.
Perfect. So, everyone, if you're just joining us before the break, we were talking with Dr. Kamala about her book, about her first experience of travels to India, and her experiences with her guru, and, of course, her continued spiritual transformation. Sean, you're up.
So, yes, I am. So, Kamala, can you tell us, what does guru really mean for those who may not know or may misinterpret the term?
Yes, because as I said, I originally was anti-guru, anti-Hinduism, that whole thing.
Yeah.
I felt like I remember asking a housemate once, don't you have your own personal connection with God? Why do you need a guru? But what I didn't understand is that the word guru in India really just means teacher. I mean, people bow down and kiss the feet of their grandmothers who they're teachers, their piano teachers, their, you know, that's what guru means, teacher. And so in the spiritual sense, a guru is simply someone who has been where you have not yet gone. So even though I had the 20 years of spiritual readings and my own personal experiences with the divine that, you know, made me hear it, feel it, know it so deeply that I was willing to give myself completely over to God, there were still certain aspects of godliness that this divine being opened up in me. And the purpose of the guru is to really open up the guru within you.
I love that explanation, because I often think, and because it's a cultural difference,
yes,
that our understanding is limited because our culture is different.
Right.
And so we automatically put that term maybe and not necessarily a positive light even. Because we don't understand it enough to say what it is, what it means. So that's a perfect explanation. I really like that.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about I know the name of your company or the name of your business is Embodying the Goddess. Can you tell us what that means to you and how did you come up with that name?
Yeah, okay. Well, I spent many years in India and I was going through a lot of struggles with the guru, with the art of living, going through my own personal transformation. And there came a point. It's a little difficult to understand, like you say, from our perspective. And what I said, in India, the roof came off of my understanding of spirituality. For example, there are so many powers and energies there. It's similar to going to the Vatican, if anyone has ever gone there and gone down into St. Peter's tomb. You feel the vibration so heavy, right? Well, that is also all the prayers that have been placed there. Well, in India, the gods and goddesses have been prayed to so much that you can almost feel them, touch, it's palpable. And I was an energy healer for many years along the way. That's something else that I did. I was an energy healer at UCLA Medical Center for many years. And so when I was going through many of these experiences, what I call the goddess or the divine feminine actually came and poured their powers and energies into me and basically said, let me take you from the gurus and the patriarchy and let me show you where the real power of the universe is in the mother, which is quite an experience.
And
therefore, yes, and that's why it was so natural to name my business when I created my goddess workshop, because they poured so much energy into me, there was nothing that I could do but give them out. So I created my workshops on the divine feminine, and obviously the name was Embodying the Goddess, because that's what had occurred to me.
So since you came up with the name, and that's really beautiful, I think I like that. What has been your experience with the goddess since you birthed the company and the name and stuff, since it came to you?
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful because actually, Yeah, I created these workshops based upon my own experience of transformation and some wisdom that I gained around the world and readings about what these goddesses represented. And so I've created these workshops, which are one part is a discussion of each goddess and what her powers are. Another part is doing breath work and yoga to open up the centers in the body where the goddess is held. Each of these entities, energies, are in different areas in our bodies. And then finally, chanting the mantras, the actual sound that represents that vibration. Because to me, it's very similar to Catholicism with saints. You know, when I was a little girl, I wore a St. Christopher medal, and that was the who you pray to for protection, right? Well, the goddess Durga is the goddess of protection. It's very similar in that way. But just as it says in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word. So word and sound is so powerful in healing. And by chanting mantras, you actually can heal or bring in different energies into your body to make you a more well-rounded and more powerful being. And that's what my goddess workshops do. And that's what I've been doing.
How has the experience with the goddess transformed your life?
Well, actually, obviously, I'm not in academia anymore. And I love that. It actually saved me from... I was so filled with energy in India, and I was so in love with the guru, and yet, as a woman, I wasn't complete, and that's why I think I never really lived up to being his mate. But, so the goddess took me from that, and then just filled me out. But now, it has changed, since you asked, you know, where I was and where I've been, because I have a beautiful altar in my home, and, you know, I have pictures of the goddesses there, and for many years, I prayed there in the mornings, but now I have transformed, and so I realize that there's really nothing to pray to any longer. So I don't pray to the goddesses, or I don't, you know, I don't do that, because the only prayer now is I am, you know. If there's something that I need to bring into my life that I want, if I need to be more loving or more kind or more prosperous, and that's a big one in the world right now, abundance, then the prayer for me is I am abundance. And what I have learned in my transformation is that even if we go through, and I did, I went through a year-long, powerful, transformative experience, an enlightenment experience. But even after we receive the gifts of enlightenment, we still must will forth those things in our life that we came here to move through. So if you come here as a person of color, and I realize that if you decided to come here as a person of color in the last 500 years, it puts you anywhere on the planet. It puts you in the bottom 10% of the financial stratum. So each of us may be working through our own personal or family karma as far as learning to be abundant and successful, but we're also working through a group karma of it as well. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it a little more tough because we don't grow up with those ideas of having money, of being comfortable with money, of knowing that it is always there. And these are the things that's really important to hold on to abundance.
Yeah.
So that leads to my next question. Now, as a black woman and a spiritual teacher, do you think your approach is different than others?
Yes, it is. Because I'll be honest, when I was going through my transformation, I said, please don't turn me into one of those... you know, meditating, bliss dashing being. I wanted to, you know, you've seen some of the people in their robes and they're walking around and they look like they're on another planet. And we decide that that's what spirituality looks like. That's what enlightenment and transformation look like. But I said to God, I want to be me. You know, I love my personality. I like being a black person in America, right? And so I wanted that and this divinity. And that's what I am. And so, and also, I think I have, I think everyone, each of us, as we transform and transcend, will be unique. Because in one lifetime, we can only be, I love my workshop on the goddess Kali, because she represents transformation, change, and death, so that the new can be born. And because the spirit that we are wants to know itself endlessly. And in one lifetime, you can only be so much of one thing. I cannot know what it is to be a male. I cannot know what it is to be white. I cannot know what it is to be Japanese. I cannot know what it is to be African. I can know what it is, many things, you know. I'm lucky. I've gotten a PhD. I've lived in India. There's many things, but it's still limited. But for each of us, this divinity comes through this form, and it allows these truths that are true no matter where you go to come through a unique being so that it will affect certain people. Not everybody's going to be open to everything I have to say or everything you have to say or every,
right,
you know.
Right.
But there are people that will hear my message that, and it's not necessarily because I'm black, but because of who I am, all the things
right.
that I am. Yeah.
Well, I am learning a lot. I love your interpretations. And so we are going to take a break. And before we do that, I want to give all of our listeners Sean and I's contact information. We can be reached on our website at www.soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show with the universe's favorite couple, Sean and Jen. Now, for all of our listeners, Jen and I can be reached on our office line at 303 area code 872-3719. That's 303-872-3719. Or you can reach us on our Facebook page at Soul Path Insights.
All right. This also wanted to mention this Friday, I have an upcoming class. It's called Clairvoyant Living. It's Friday the 7th from 6 to 8:30 at Vast Wellness Center here in Aurora. And Clairvoyant Living is really beginning to learn how to interpret kind of the meanings and messages going on in your life. I know we can all learn and get some help with that. And we'd also like to remind you that Sean and Jen are available for speaking events and workshops,
and 7-Eleven openings, supermarket openings, Subway sandwich openings.
And also keep in mind December 11th productions for all your film, radio, and video needs. You can go to Sean's website at 1211productions.com.
Which leads us to tip of the week, one of my favorite segments. Your experience is here to teach. Your experiences are here to teach and guide you into the next phase of your life. Just know that you are right where you need to be in this moment. I love that. I love that. Let me say it one more time. Your experiences are here to teach and guide you into the next phase of your life. Just know that you are right where you need to be at this moment. And hopefully that resonates with more than a few of us.
All right, Dr. Kamala. Go ahead and tell us about your upcoming 2013 events.
Yes. Well, because I'm about to become a new grandmother.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I will be in the Grand Junction, Colorado area for most of the month of January. But in February, and so I'll be available there. Actually, I'm doing a workshop in Grand Junction at Vinyasa Yoga on January 12th. Then in February, I'll be doing workshops and doing intuitive readings at the Denver Chant Festival. That's February 15th through the 19th. And in March, I will be at the Houston Yoga Festival doing workshops and doing readings, and that's March 1st through 3rd. And then in May, I will be in Austin, Texas at the Austin Yoga Festival. And throughout, and then I have a large book reading schedule around those cities, and then I'll be doing Arizona and California in the spring. So I'll be doing book readings at yoga studios and bookstores, and also doing goddess workshops and intuitive readings.
Tell us a little bit about your intuitive readings.
It's the heart of what I do. I mean, my favorite thing is to teach the Enlightenment and Transformation course. But the intuitive readings are one-on-one. It is one of the gifts. I am not a psychic. I went through a powerful spiritual transformation, and one of the gifts that I got, in addition to being a healer, is to reveal to each person the deepest issues of their heart. It just flows through me like water. What's really keeping you from living the life you really want to live, what the causes are, and what you need to do to clear it. And usually people leave me with a list of homework of things to either release from their hearts or things that they must take care of in order to live their happiest and healthiest life.
I love that. Because then it puts an empowerment back into their hands.
Exactly. And I love it when people take it and do it, and then they tell me how their lives have transformed. And what makes me sad is when I give them the keys and then they don't do it. But, you know, we do it when we're ready to do it. And sometimes they hear it, and then a little later they take the steps.
So one final question for you is, What was the greatest lesson that you have gained this far out of all of your experiences?
Oh, that's a big question. Well, you know, for me, spirituality was easy. It was my second nature. It was my breath, you know? So this part of it was not difficult. When I was an energy healer, being in a vibrational realm was where I was most comfortable. The earthly life was a little more challenging. And so this understanding that we use this divinity to fill out our lives and to become happy, this is so important that we understand that each of us can become the temple of the living God, and that it is an active process on earth, that we will forth our I am-ness. And this makes the journey of life so exciting, because we do spend, like you say, what did you, that quote you just read, that everything has led up to now, to be who we are now. We do spend so much of our lives struggling and trying to make it through. But to then understand that as we merge with our divinity, which knows everything, we then can push through all of those past fears and blocks and create the divine, beautiful, flowing life on earth.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
It really was. I really needed to hear that today.
It is. It's a great thing, because we only knew the way we knew before, right? But there is this knowingness in us that knows a higher path. And it loves us so much that it allows us to become it and to use it. It doesn't force us. We still have free will, but it shows us a new way. Because sometimes we are just stuck.
Yeah, sometimes we just get in our own way, don't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, in closing, one other thing. You're going to be spending, you said, the holidays in Colorado with grandbaby and new grandbaby on the way, right?
That's correct.
Perfect.
Yeah. I will be at the Millennium on 12/21 in Boulder. There's a Millennium celebration, and I'll be doing intuitive readings there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
It's been it's been a beautiful time here. I mean, we haven't hardly had any weather at all, so hopefully it continues for you.
Hope it stays like that, yeah.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
And if, you know, you can always check out Dr. Kamala's website for updates and dates and things like that. Will be posted. So, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kamala, for being with us. And we want to thank you all for tuning in to the Shauna Jen Show. We had an awesome time as usual. And I know I say that every week. It's because I'm really happy when I'm on the air with all of you. So please join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific. Next week on the Shauna Jen Show, we will have our guest, Jamie Butler, who will be channeling Eric Medhus on the Channeling Eric series. Now, if you remember, we had Dr. Medhus, Eric's mom, on last month. So this is an ongoing series, a monthly deal that you do not want to miss. This is going to be really good stuff. Have an awesome week. Have a blessed week. And we'll see you all back here next Tuesday.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com. Oh,
are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.